This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Turf Grass Council of North Carolina. This episode is sponsored in part by BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled TCNC Board Member Spotlight, Wilson Will Sutton, Vice President. What company do you work for and what is your title? I'm the golf course superintendent at Falling Creek Country Club in Kinston, North Carolina. How many years have you been in this position? I've been at Falling Creek for almost 3 years now. How did you decide to pursue a career in turf grass management? It started in high school when I was trying to think of a career path that would allow me to work outdoors. My original idea was to work in landscaping until I fell in love with the golf course. What path led you to your current position? I got my turf grass management degree from North Carolina State University. Before going to school, I spent a summer at Kinston Country Club as an intern just to gain a bit of experience in managing turf. After graduating, I remained at KCC before accepting the assistant superintendent job at the Emerald Golf Club in New Bern, North Carolina. From there, I spent some time at the production manager for U.S. Lawns of Greenville, North Carolina, but I inevitably realized that managing a golf course was my true calling. From there, I spent some time as the production manager for U.S. Lawns of Greenville, North Carolina, but I inevitably realized that managing a golf course was my true calling. I was rehired at KCC, where I became the superintendent. After spending 4 years in that position, I decided to make the move across town to Falling Creek Country Club, where I am today. What is the best part of your job? The best part of my job is being able to see the sunrise every morning. To me, there's nothing better than seeing a beautiful sunrise on a job that you love. What inspired you to become a part of TCNC? I was inspired to become a part of the TCNC because of all the good things it does to help promote our industry. With its many educational opportunities and its activism within the green industry, it made me excited to join this association. Why did you decide to join the board of directors? I decided to become involved with the board of directors because I just wanted to try to contribute and give back to the industry that has given me so much joy over the years. What do you feel is the biggest challenge facing the turf grass industry right now? I think the biggest issue facing the turf grass industry right now, along with many other industries, is a lack of employees. Finding and keeping quality employees these days has become a struggle. Do you have a mentor in the industry? Dean Baker has been my mentor for my entire career. He was the superintendent at KCC that hired me out of high school and was instrumental in my development as a turf grass manager and my love for golf. I had the honor of serving as his superintendent when he became the general manager for KCC. Dean is one of the kindest and most knowledgeable turf managers I know, and I am extremely thankful to have him as a mentor and as a friend. What do you do in your free time? In my free time, I enjoy grilling, playing golf, and spending time with my wife, Bethany, and my 2-year-old son, Huff. What would your advice be for people entering the turf grass industry now? Advice that I would give people entering the turf grass industry would be, 1, find the career path that you love. For me, it took getting out of golf to realize just how much I loved it and how important it was to me. So don't be afraid to search and find what truly makes you happy. 2, do not let your work get in the way of your other obligations. It's very easy for one to let their work consume them and miss out on time that could be spent with family. The turf will be there tomorrow. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand, visit us online at www.bysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.